You're listening to Rock Your Kindness, a new podcast presented by Love What Matters and dedicated to highlighting incredible stories surrounded by kindness. I'm your host, Tracy Farron, author, speaker, cancer thriver, and online creator. But what I really love to do is inspire others to be kinder to themselves and those they encounter, because you never know how your kindness can change the trajectory of not just your life, but the life of another. How breaking down on a new route Siri took a single mom and her three children on turned out to be a blessing in disguise. Broke down, then lifted up. My dad was on a motorcycle ride on April 14th, enjoying the warm spring temperatures when he passed a van on the side of the road near Greencastle. He immediately went home, grabbed a gas can, the dogs, his van, and returned to meet the stranded motorist. That's when Dad met Rudy, who was driving back from a college visit with her three children when their van broke down. Rudy, a single mother, expressed that they had roadside assistance, but due to the location, it was going to take a while and it was going to be more expensive than anticipated. Dad called a company in Brownsburg that offered a better price and a quicker pickup and told Rudy about Pence Auto in Danville, which would be able to address any issues at a reasonable price. So the van problem was solved, but her and her kids needed to get back to Anderson, Indiana, about a two-hour drive one way. When you were riding your motorcycle and you saw the broken down van, what went through your head? What were your thoughts?
Well, it was very narrow highway and it didn't have a shoulder. So the van was a little bit on the road, which I could pass easily, but for anyone else to pass, if they were eastbound as well, if there was a car coming, they'd have to actually stop. So I just saw the van and thought, well, they're probably out of gas. I'm only a mile away. So I decided I'd go home, grab a can of gas. And of course, my dogs, they had to come. Anytime I get in the van, they have to come. And we doubled back and took a gas can and didn't need it at all. It turned out to be a timing chain, I think. Right, Rudy?
Yeah.
But we kind of got to know each other a little bit, and I'm sure she could plug in a lot there.
My oldest daughter have a viewing at DuPont University because she's playing basketball at Point College. And we drove, and then for some reason going back home, Siri decided to took me to a different total route. Never heard of Danville before, never been in that route. And I said, okay, we go. And then there is no sign on the van. Everything working perfectly. You just slow down and then stop. I'm panicking, but I have three kids in the car. Don't want them to see me panicking because she's been playing like for 7 hours, nonstop, heavily practiced. Like they wanted to see how she performed under pressure with the college team, stuff like that. She was like already exhausted and then tried to turn the car, everything locked. And then a few cars passed, I'm thinking, okay, do I call the insurance? Who do I call? What's going on? And then here, this guy, you had your van and the dog. And he's like, is everything okay? In the middle of nowhere. And then three big dogs. There's nothing scary. I don't know. Automatically, I feel like we were praying. It's like, God, what I'm going to do? And then I'm on the phone with the insurance to see what we need to do. And then my tank is full. I said, no, I don't think it's a gas issue. He said, maybe let's try to put some more gas just in case that will work. And then he tries. We put some more gas and try to start the car. But he was so cautious. I was so cautious because I have three kids in the car. And I'm trying to, in my head, if anything happened, where my exit going. And he was very cautious and tried to not scare us. He was talking, but he's kind of staying a distance. And then I show him the card. I show him the T-shirt we had. And I have my teacher's card to show him, I am a teacher. Don't be scared. And then it's like, okay, and we introduce ourselves. And then he said, okay, I am on the phone with my insurance. And he said, I'm going to go home and change the van so that if there is anything, I can take you guys to my house. And then we can figure out from there what we're going to do.
Pat, for you, the way y'all say it and the way it's written is like, if this was no second thought, it was like, oh, she needs help. I'm going to go to my home, get the gas can, come back, help her. By the way, if this doesn't work out, I'm going to bring you and your three kids back to my home. Is that just who you are? Did you have any reservations or any second guessing with all of this?
Well, she told me that she had the tow truck coming, but it wouldn't be for 6 hours or something like that. She told me that they were on their way back to Anderson. I've got family that has lived up in Anderson. I've been up there several times, so I knew about where that was. The tow truck wasn't there. It was south of Anderson, way out. And yeah, I got her to the house, and she and the kids could, you know, go to the bathroom, get a drink. And then we could jump in my wife's car and drive to Anderson.
So you did take them back to your house?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll say this. One, you do have a very trusting face and you seem very sweet and genuine. But Rudy, what was going through your head? You are a single woman on the side of the road, broken down with three kids. And here comes this man out of nowhere who's like, hey, I'll help you. And by the way, I'm going to take you and your kids back to my house. Were you reserved or anything? Or were you like, no? Or did you just trust your intuition on the type of man that Pat seemed like?
First of all, I prayed. And then, but I was also in defense mode, just ready to anything that happened. And he was alone, but my only concern was for my kids because they're not good with strangers. My kids are 16, 17, and my youngest son, but I kind of trying to work them through the situation. And while Pat went home, they was like, Mom, they were very scared. So now I'm trying to see, okay, the truck is taking 6 hours. It's already almost 8 o'clock at night. And there's no hotel. There's nothing, and we're not in the city. I can call, take a taxi or anything. I chose God, but I was cautious. Like I said, if something happened, I could have just knew how to manage and escape. Because in my head, I have an escape plan. But at the same time, I have to trust my God. I don't know, Claude. I say, okay, why am I here? Why do I take a different route? There is no sign. My car was checked before we travel. I only have 150,000 miles on my van. It's a Honda. Like, we never had problem before. It's like all these things. And I was like, is it a faith? Is it a test? You know what I'm saying? It's like Siri never took me out of somewhere. I don't know. When I put all these pieces together, it kind of helped me to stay calm and then stay focused. And that I need to be able to also to protect my kids if anything come up.
Well, and I guess if you look at it like this, there's four of you and one of him, right, Pat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they're good.
Yeah.
But that was all of that going through my mind. And then he was very reassuring. He was talking about his kids. He talks about his family. And I want to make sure he kind of see what kind of person we are too. Like I told him, my kids in school and I'm a teacher and I'm, you know, the conversation was that make us feel at ease a little bit. Even when he offered to take us to his house, I was just cautious because I have kids.
Yeah. And I think that's something to point out about this. And Pat, I'm not trying to throw you under the bus. I want this to be clear to understand or the listeners. I want them to understand that, Rudy, you were cautious, right? But you also trusted your intuition that Pat was a good man and he was there really only to help you and nothing else. So I think that's important that the listeners understand is in this situation, we should always be cautious with people we don't know. But there's that gut and that intuition that if you're in tune with, that I think can give you that peace and ease that meeting the stranger to help you, it's an okay thing to do. Wouldn't you know it, Dad offered to drive Rudy and her kids home. 4 hours later, Dad was back at home and expressing how wonderful the family was that he was able to assist. Fast forward to today, April 15th. Pence called and advised her that her van was fixed. Rudy tried contacting other family and friends, but due to it being Easter weekend, others were out of town or unavailable, so she reached out to her new friend, my dad. He was happy to help. He drove to Anderson, picked her up, and while driving to Danville, she expressed her interest in meeting my mom and me due to hearing so many stories about us. We met Rudy, and she gave my mom and dad a nice wall decoration and a mug for Papa as a thank you for Dad's help. She was so genuine, kind, compassionate, and told us her story.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So then a few days later, your van was ready to be picked up, but you couldn't get a hold of any family or friends. So what did you do?
I don't know. For some reason, everybody I know is busy. I was like, I don't get it. I could have just get somebody just come get me right away. Like, everybody. Tracy, there's no kidding. Even I sit down and reflect on that. It's like, what? Everybody's like, serious. And after the fact, everybody called me. Oh, Rudy, why didn't you call me? I said, yes, I did. Like, and I explained, and he find me the mechanic because my mechanic is in Anderson. My insurance was charging me extra $400 because I was out of network. So we canceled that for him to get a closer mechanic for my van to go to. And then he took us, it's 2 hours and a half drive, drove us home and come back. And I was at work. I was to go out of state for work. Also, because I work several jobs, he knows that. So when I said, Pat, I cannot find anybody, I was even called an Uber. I was like willing to do anything because I did not want to put more on the Gillespie family because I feel like they already done too much and stuff like that. Nothing worked. And he said, okay, I will come and pick you up. I said, why don't we meet you halfway? We met Hamilton Center, and then he picked me up there and then took us to a house and waiting for the car to be done.
So after your car was done, he went and picked you up to go get your car, correct?
Yeah.
Pat, what were your thoughts when she called you and asked? Were you just ready to do it, drop everything and go?
No, he offered. I forgot to do that. He offered, but I was like trying to put him in standby.
Yeah, I told her pretty much up front if she needs to get back. Because after all, the repair shop's in Danville, Indiana. And it's someone I was comfortable with. And I knew that they wouldn't try to sell something to her that she didn't need. And they happened to be just backed up. But I don't know, was it 3 days or so that it took until they could get to it? But when they got to it, they found out what it was and some kind of a timing chain.
Yeah.
Now they're rubber. They're not metal anymore. But they last 150,000 miles. And I had no idea that was something you had to worry about because I don't like to read. But that's what he told us, that after about 100,000 miles or so, they will break. And when they break, everything stops. And they were very fair. It was still a lot of money, but it was very fair. And it's still working, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on this trip, when you went to go take Rudy to get her car, she expressed interest in meeting your family?
Possibly. Come on, Rudy, help me out.
I did. Because we couldn't see Susan that night. When we went to her house, she was sleeping. But I wanted to see her because we spoke on the phone the day of the accident. But she slept early. And James was already in the house. I said, there's okay. You can ask Susan and James if it's possible I can see them. So they were really open. And
okay, so tell me about that visit.
I think it was like so wonderful because I really wanted to thank Susan because I felt that even as a wife to dress for her that day, and she was at home and she was willing to let Pat do all this travel with no concern. She was so willing. I feel like she would have done the same thing if she was able to do it. I was so grateful because I've never met a family just was willing for the whole family to just go out and help somebody. So I needed Willie to meet them and to thank her and thank James. And I felt the need to do that. So for me, they didn't have to do all that. He didn't have to pick us up. He didn't have to drive us to. And there's nothing I could have done or give for them to show them how appreciative we were. So meeting them, look at them on the face and let them know they can see me as just a human being. For me, that was so important. And she was willing, and I felt really good about that.
Who all did you meet in the family?
I met James. I met Susan. And I spoke to the older sister over the phone.
Sarah. Mm-hmm.
And the dogs.
And now James did share in the story that you gave Pat and Susan something. Tell me about that. What was it that you gave them?
My favorite mug.
They're so priceless what they did. I don't think there's anything I could have done just to show appreciation. And I was looking for something that very meaningful. And I found that frame. And then seeing them kind of make me feel like that will really complement the person they are. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, who you see that who they are. They humble, family oriented. They all connected, really close to their family. And they value life. They value people. And for me, I needed something that represent, and I was, again, blessed to find the frame or the mug that represent how funny Pat is. I promise you, if you spend a few hours with Pat, you will not stop laughing. So he has such a great sense of humor, and he's enjoy life. On his house, they have the tree place like he has all his kids when they were married. They have a souvenir, the date. They all work on the same place. He's amazing. Amazing people. He makes you view life in a different way. And he doesn't take much to enjoy life. That was very important for me to make them understand how grateful I am.
Did your kids go with you or is it just you?
I went alone. My kid wasn't there, but my kids were open to go because they offered us if it was okay for the summer for the kids to come back and then ride some four-wheelers and stuff like that. We didn't have time to do that, but it's like we have a family with the Gillespie. My kids, they saw him like twice, but we talk about him. He's just like part of our family.
Yeah. Well, I love that you told me like what you think about Pat and his family, because in the story that he submitted, he said that after you went and took Rudy and her kids back to her place, that you came back and you expressed how wonderful the family was. Mm-hmm. What was so wonderful about Rudy and her children?
She's a great mother. She's a really wonderful human being.
Thank you, Pat.
And she's raising her children as they should be raised.
And what was it that you saw as far as like anything that you saw like, man, she's a great mom? Or how is it that she's raising her kids that you just think is amazing?
They were great kids. They are polite. And obviously, they study and they work hard. Her oldest daughter is trying to find a way to college with her success in basketball and her abilities.
And grades.
Yeah. I don't think of the grades. That takes too much brains. I'm just a poor, dumb florist.
But she just loves basketball. Basketball is just her passion. She loves to play. And she just gifted with some great ability to do it. And
so when you met Rudy, did you just feel like an instant connection to her?
Well, I knew that she was a nice lady, and I felt bad for her situation. But now I know more about her, and I have a lot of respect for her.
And then, Rudy, what was it about Pat?
He has great family values, because when he pick us up and then his wife, Susan, call, she was so gracious as well. The whole family called to check on him. They make me feel like so comfortable. He said, you guys okay? Please don't be scared. That's the kind of person Pat is. He's always saving everybody. And then it's like a deja vu. I haven't met his wife. She's on the phone talking to him to make sure he's okay. But he want to make sure to reassure us that we okay. If there's anything we need, she's there. And she's at home sick too. James the same way. And Dollar. We spoke with the whole family in one night.
Yeah.
And then that make me feel like we kind of have the same family values. And then I grew up, see my parents and my grandparents working like that. It make me feel humble and ready to do more and be more appreciative and push myself further. Like, yes, I'm a poor hard worker. My kids are a hard worker. But it's like work hard paid off, like to see the unity on the family. That's all I always wanted, and that's how we see it. And that was amazing to see.
Originally from Haiti, she immigrated to Florida and later sought a new life in Indiana 8 years ago with her kids. She has found a great life here and constantly pushes and works hard to provide for her three children. She has taught them the importance of education, hard work, honesty, integrity, and dedication, backed by faith. She is a wonderful woman with a great family, and we are so happy a simple act of kindness brought her into our lives. We talked about how important it is to share the good and how important it is to act on faith and trust in Jesus Christ in times of trial and joy. May we all find more joy and look to be more like our Savior and help others in need. May we find joy and peace in that service. You never know who you might meet, a friend you might make, a life that your service may change, possibly even your own.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
So how often do you guys talk or see each other or stay in touch since all of this?
Oh, my. Pat maybe doesn't know, but trust me, it's like, especially after that, it's like I had to go out of state so many times lately for work. And I call him so often. He doesn't know why. But trust me, sometimes I might have a bad day, I just call him. But he doesn't know that, because he will just, even 2 minutes speaking, we talk for 2 minutes. But he talks about everybody. As for Susan, and Susan was going to some treatment. I wanted to make sure how he was. And we were planning to spend time on Mother's Day with Susan. And we couldn't do that, like time and everything. And his wife is wonderful as well. She's all about family. Like I told Susan, I am not close to my mom, but talking to them that pushed me and helped me to see better how I can be a better mom to my kids. I told him all the time, I don't think he understands the gift God has given him. He doesn't take, but he just talks to you and he makes things feel lighter.
What is it that you're hoping others take away from this story?
That's true. The world is crazy. That's true. We cannot trust anybody. But if you feel the need, if you feel something, like, do your part. If you're a Christ follower, be obedient. Sometimes God put somebody or a situation on your route for you to be the true instrument on that moment. Sometimes we ask God, okay, I want to do something. I don't know what to do. Just check on your neighbors. Is everything okay? Pick up the phone. Call a family. That's why I want people to take care of. And they're still good in the world. They're still good people. And there's still hope.
I totally believe that there's still good people in the world. I think people who watch too much news and get caught up in all the drama, they push the narrative that there's a lot of hate and anger and sadness and all that. Now, although there is that, there's also a flip side, right? There's still goodness out there, and there's still very good people and a bunch of good stuff going on that just sadly doesn't make the news.
That's true.
That's what I love about this podcast is the more podcasts and media channels and stuff that push more of this, we get to finally have that balance, right? Yeah. With all the news and the negative, well, let's start pushing that positivity. So I totally agree. There are still really good humans out there, but I also believe that what we look for is what we see. And so if you have that belief and mindset that goodness is still out there, we're going to see that. So Pat, what do you feel like is the best piece of advice on how to treat others?
I think we're all put here to be servants.
Yep.
And I just want to do what I need to do for whoever I encounter. I'll get it back. Whatever I give, I'll get back.
And have you seen that in your life?
I have everything. Whatever I've given, got it back a thousandfold.
I love that. And that must be a good life because you seem like someone who gives a lot. So I can only imagine what your cup looks like.
I want for nothing. You know, again, let's talk about family. Look at what we have, Susan and I.
Yeah.
And now we've got Rudy and her kids.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Kindness looks different on everyone, meaning we all show it in our own unique way. For Pat, he doesn't think twice in executing his servant heart. For Rudy, she is abundant in expressing her gratitude. Maybe for you, it's complimenting a stranger, or baking cookies for your neighbor, or maybe it's saying hello with a smile to everyone you pass by. But whatever it is, keep doing it. The world needs you to show up and exercise your unique kindness. It's that kindness that can heal a broken heart, unite strangers, boost feelings of confidence, happiness, and optimism, improve overall mental, emotional, and physical well-being, and is a gift that if one chooses, keeps giving. If you know someone this story might resonate with, send them a link to this episode. Also, tag me on Instagram at Tracy Farron and let me know what part of this story resonated with you the most. The best way to help support this show is to rate, review, and subscribe. Your support means everything. Until next time, rock your kindness.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.